first order of business for the ACLU is always freedom of expression. If we can protect that, then everything else flows from the right of people to speak their mind. The second thing that I'm most proud of, I think, is our work on voting rights. We did an enormous amount of work helping people at the polls, on redistricting. We're the ones that really drew the 3rd Congressional District, the first African-American majority district since Reconstruction. More recently, I'm very proud of the work we've done on lesbian and gay rights. We're really the only organization that's out there litigating these issues. There are plenty of terrific groups that work on gay and lesbian rights, but we're the one that's able to actually take these issues to court.
What things are left undone?
Virginia must rid itself of its shameful felon disenfranchisement law. This is a law based on racial bias that is over 100 years old, and it's the worst in the nation. The other important battle is probably for gay and lesbian rights. There are going to be a lot of cases coming up in the future, and I think that the courts are ready to take on this issue.
What do you consider to be the most controversial issue that you have dealt with in your tenure?
The ACLU believes in religious liberty, and what we believe is part of protecting religious liberty is making sure there's separation between church and state. We think this is one of the most misunderstood issues out there. Religion is protected when the state keeps its hands off of religion, but so many people perceive cases involving the Establishment Clause as being anti-religion. They are not. They're cases that are intended to protect religion, not be against it.
Do you feel that you have made mistakes over this time and really championed the wrong person or the wrong cause?
The ACLU is built on constitutional principles, and what we understand is those principles sometimes come in conflict with each other. But we know where we are and why we take the stand we do in every single situation. Sometimes, however, that means representing people whose beliefs we strongly disagree with.
Have you felt over the years that you and your organization have been the object of hate?
I mean, the organization has certainly, the organization gets misunderstood when, in the name of free speech, we defend a speaker who is reviled by many people. And we are misunderstood when we defend religious liberty by working on separation of church and state cases. Those two kinds of cases often bring a great deal of enmity to us.
So what will you do now?
I don't know.
My understanding is that you had told the ACLU last fall that they needed to find somebody else, that you were ready to let go.
Yes. You know, I was looking at being at this organization and working on these issues day and night for almost 25 years, and I decided it was just time to let someone else do it. I am not sure where I'm headed. I promised them I would stay here until they have a replacement, and then I will decide what my next steps are.
And any parting thoughts, anything that you would just, any thoughts that you would like to leave people with?
You know, this may sound a little pedantic, but people ought to read the Declaration of Independence, read our Constitution, and then approach all of these issues with an open mind.
ACLU Executive Director Kent Willis. I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.